deep beliefs are most often caught, meaning we've watched other people, especially our parents, or they are bought in painful experiences. Hey everyone, welcome to the Let's Be Real podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Yunus, and I believe we need all the help we can get when it comes to living a full and free life. Here you'll find honest truth, practical tips, and perspective changes that help you embrace the miracle that is your life. It's an in-process conversation that's going to be unfiltered, and it better be fun. Let's get real together. Well, what is up, you guys? Welcome back to Let's Be Real. I'm your host, Nicole Yunus, and I am really glad to be with you. If my audio sounds a little bit different, it's because I am here in a hotel room in Charlotte. That's right, everybody. I have taken you on the road. You're with me. And I'm really glad that I finally just cracked the code on packing up my microphone and bringing it with me, because it makes me feel like we're all here together, and that makes me really happy. So I'm glad about this series that we're in, just this like mini workshop that we're doing around your life map and being able to tell your story. So we're going to get into part two of your life map in just a minute. But before we do, I was really making myself giggle, like with a really stupid image in my mind, which is, I imagine some of you getting together and being like, does Nicole know that she hasn't had any guests on the show? Like, does she know that we like it when she talks to other people and not just to herself? And so I wanted to give you an announcement that we do, in fact, have a lot of awesome guests coming on the show. I just don't have my act together, to be honest with you. And so I'm interviewing like six of them next week, which is why you haven't heard from any of them yet, because it was January and now it's mid-February and it's just taken a little bit to get the engines up and running, if you know what I mean. So super excited about the guests that we have coming on. Tiffany Bloom, Tyler Regan, my friend Aaron. I'm going to get my friend Fran on here. Like, it's just, it's going to be a blast. You guys are going to love it. Some other folks as well are already booked. And I love to hear from you. So if there's like a guest that you would like for me to ask on the show, whether they say yes or no, we can still ask them, right? Like, there's no harm in asking. My really, really good friend Christy is convinced that she's going to find a way to get Tina Fey on the show. And I'm like, I mean, maybe there's like a 0.001% chance. I don't know. Like, I don't want to give up on possibilities. Let's dream big, you guys, whatever that is. Maybe one day we'll be sitting here with Tina and I'll be like, hey, Tina, like back on season two, I was talking about having you on the show and here we are. So let's dream. Let's dream big. So we're going to have some guests coming on. I'm really excited about that. That is announcement number one. Announcement number two is that we reopened the store on my website. Now, why have a store? Why not have a store? It's complicated. Sometimes it was just like, I love like having the personal touch. I love just sending y'all books that I've signed. I love hearing about your groups when you do like a book in a book club or you guys do a Bible study together. I love it, but it just was, I didn't have the right people on the team. And now I've got one of my kids on the team and they're going to be our logistics coordinator. So yay, like Charlie, welcome to the team. So if you want to get a signed copy of any of my books, if you want to pick up a t-shirt, we've got a download on there, a 30-day Walking with God download that you can get there. And my new book will also be on the website as well as all the other places that you get books, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, etc. You're going to be hearing a lot about The Miracle Moment, which is my next book coming out in May. We're going to be talking a lot more about the content in there. And I'm super excited because The Miracle Moment is really about like the workshop of your life, like really getting into the details like we love to do on Let's Be Real. So we're going to be talking about that coming up soon. So that's my announcements, everyone. Now we can get into and back into what we were talking about before, which is this concept of life map. So if you didn't listen to last week, you are definitely going to want to go back and pick it up, because I'm walking you through an exercise that truly has been life-changing for me. I've gone through it four or five times. I've led lots of other folks through it, along with some other friends in ministry. You do not have to be a believer or even believe in God to use this at all. I think you're going to discover God through it, but you don't have to have any particular faith to use this method. It's just a really, really cool way to explore the roadmap that is your life. And a lot of times, especially when we feel a little bit of lost or a little confused, making sure that we backtrack and understand where we've been can really illuminate where we're going. So that's the reason for a practice like this. It's a great thing to do with some friends or a group, but you can also do it on your own, or you can do it alongside of, like, if you have a counselor or a coach or spiritual director, this is an incredible exercise to bring to the table in one of those sessions. So we have done this life map. You need a poster board, you need a post-it notes, you need to listen to the last episode, and I'm going to pick you up because I left you there with working through the events of your life and friends and relationships and places and moments, and then putting them in chronological order. So technically, you would have your poster board in front of you right now, and it would be laid out in chronological order. I left a picture on my Instagram if you want to check it out. And now we're going to pick it up here. So what we're going to do next with our life map, session 2, and you can pause this podcast as you go if you want to actually work through this. I recommend a little bit of music in the background and a nice quiet place. So the first thing that you're going to do is I want you to look at your life map. And you should have two colors of post-it notes because that was in your directions. I want you to take the other color of post-it notes and you're going to look at your life map, and everywhere on your life journey that you see a negative experience, something painful or hurtful or someone painful or hurtful, I want you to take the color that you used for all of your events. I want you to take that post-it note off. I want you to rewrite it on that different color post-it note and put it back on your story. And some people are kind of like, why would we do that? Why would I rewrite all of these notes? And a lot of it is, first of all, it's a experience of claiming the painful experiences in your life or painful people. This is just between you and you. This isn't between you and anyone else. So you may kind of hover on a post-it note and ask yourself, is this a painful experience or is this a good experience? I've had people switch out their dads for painful post-it notes. I've had people switch out a sibling. I've had people switch out a place. And again, this is not a judgment. It's not a condemnation. It doesn't mean that that person or place or experience is all evil. This is you just claiming the truth of your interpretation of those moments in your life. Sometimes folks hesitate because it's a mixed experience. I encourage you to go with your gut. If your gut tells you it was painful, switch it to painful. If you want to split it into two post-it notes, because there's really two experiences, like when I first started dating my boyfriend, it was awesome, and then he sucked and I really started to have a lot of shame, that may be two post-it notes. You might want to split those now. So that's the first thing that you're going to do. So if you're using this as you go along, I would encourage you to pause the podcast and go ahead and switch those out. Rewrite the same comment that you had before, but switch it to a different color post-it note. Okay, after you've done that, now you may see that there are seasons that are painful. There were seasons that were good and then maybe turned. There might be a couple of real markers in your story that are illuminating themselves now. And the next thing that I want you to do is to look for turning points in your story. And you can just mark those turning points with an X on your storyboard. A turning point may be when a season of fullness or goodness or peace was turned to something else. It can be when you're in a season of winter or pain or hardship and you have a turn to goodness or peace or forgiveness or whatever it is. You might want to mark, you know, somewhere between 2 and 4 of those in your story, turning points in your story. Okay, now that you have these markers on your life map and you can kind of step back and now you've got a color-coded experience and some X's that mark how things are changing in your life, I want to encourage you to step back, and you've left a little space at the top of your page, and you may think about how you would name the chapters of your life so far. If your life was a book and you were stepping back, maybe in 5 or 10 year increments, maybe even more, depending on how old you are, what would you name those seasons if those were chapters in a book, or if they were titles to a song, or if they were, I don't know, moments in a sports game? Whatever analogy works best for you, I want you to think about what you might name those chapters of your life. And then on the bottom of your poster board, We want to look, and this is really, to me, the heart of the matter. This is when we really get into the deeper things, which we're going to explore a little bit more this season as well, because today won't be a full expression of that. But this is where I think there is the most incredible work to be done in our life, is when we begin to ask ourselves, what beliefs did I pick up and when in my story? When I look at turning points, in those turning points, what is it that I began to believe? And I want to read you a note from one of the resources that I've dropped in the show notes from a Soul Care website. And it says this: cognitive beliefs, meaning things that we believe in our mind. Cognitive beliefs or biblical truths, if you were raised in the faith, are taught. That's something that we hear and we receive it through our intellect. But deep beliefs are most often caught, meaning we've watched other people, especially our parents, or they are bought in painful experiences, especially at early ages where we are most impressionable. Hence, we can be living lives that violate our beliefs because we've never confronted and disarmed the power of our personal deep beliefs. Another way to describe this is as an agreement. And I like this phrase, agreement. I put another note in the show notes for a podcast called The Place We Find Ourselves. And you can sort of explore more about this idea of an agreement. But I also talk about it in my book, The Struggle is Real. And the idea here is that it is not the memory that matters. It's the interpretation of the memory. And when we have these painful experiences, or even and the positive experiences, the memory tells us something. And there is a moment in that memory where we hear a thought. I'm going to say it that way. I truly believe it comes from outside of us. I believe it comes from the source of goodness and love, which is the Spirit of God, or it comes from evil and disorder, which also exist in our world. And that thought comes to us, and perhaps we've had a painful experience, and we have this whisper of a thought, and we agree that it's true. Now, you may have been 8 years old. You may have been 12. You may be very young. You don't even know that you are agreeing that something is true, but we have caught something at that point. We have bought something with our painful experience, and that deeply held belief goes deep inside of us, deeper than our conscious. We don't know that we are holding to this thing as true, yet we begin to operate as if that thing is true. The example that I give in The Struggle is Real is a story I tell about getting a really bad home perm when I was in about the sixth grade, and really being excited about all that that perm was going to mean for me, and then being devastated by how terrible my hair looked. But what really happened was that I was bullied mercilessly in middle school by one boy. And what I began to believe, it's not about the boy, it's not about the perm, it's about what I began to believe. And there were a few deeply held agreements that I made at that moment. And one of them was, don't let anyone get too close to you. Another one was, be perfect so that this kind of pain will never happen again. And of course, I didn't know this at the time that I was doing this. It was only in the kind of work that we're doing right now that I began to realize that that is what had happened. I began to believe that those agreements that I made with that voice outside of myself that told me a truth, which actually was an untruth, but I believed it to be true. Because I believed it to be true, I began to live out decades of actually believing those things to be ultimate truth. And so now I am carrying a belief that the best way to not experience pain is to be perfect. And I begin to live out a desire to be perfect in every sphere of life. And as you all know, we cannot, in fact, be perfect. And that led to a just world of pain that thankfully Jesus interrupted with his life. And truly, God interrupted my story in such a beautiful way. But that still meant that I had work to do to unarm and release that deeply held belief that I agreed was true at the time that I heard it, but I had to go back and decide that it was untrue. Does that make sense? So one of the things we're doing in our life map is we're beginning to explore the places where we may have caught by an experience from our parents or siblings or other people, or we may have bought through a painful experience beliefs that we have been operating out of for 20, 30, 40 years, and we don't even know that those are agreements that we decided were true, usually at an age where we've been deceived into believing they're true, and then we live our life out of that belief. So when we do the work of life mapping, and by the way, there are also times where goodness interrupts our story. And often that goodness begins to disarm that belief if we choose to follow that direction. There can be times where we begin to live into our calling. We experience just our flow or our bliss or what we've really been designed to do. And that is a moment too of belief right there. Now, generally, the painful ones tend to lodge more deeply. But the reality is when we do the life map exercise, we often will also see those moments of bliss, of calling, of fulfillment, of flow, that you experience this moment where you're like, yes, this is who I've been meant to be. I have a distinct memory of just being outside and being by myself and hiking in this like sort of wilderness area as a child and feeling perfectly at peace with the fact that I had a heavenly father, like the idea of God as father, perfectly at peace. Why is that memory there, if not left there by the one who created me, as a signpost, as a marker, as a memory of who he's made me to be? So this kind of work that we're doing begins to illuminate perhaps things that we need to be healed from, that we need to release, but also our calling, our flow, our fulfillment, our purpose. So when we do this work, that's why we do it. We are looking at this struggle between what God might be redeeming in our life and what we still might be holding on to. Now, if you've never heard anything about this before and you're like, Nicole, you're blowing my mind. This sounds really deep. I get it. And you can start right where you are with whatever you've learned today. You may find yourself being like, oh my gosh, I really think I need to process some things. I don't know how to move past this belief. And that's what great therapy is for, a coach is for, a mentor, a friend. These things can all begin to start the journey. But the journey begins by actually coming to that place of recognition that we have these stories. And these stories are full of purpose and they're also full of pain. What are we going to do with the one life that we've been given? Truly, what are we going to do with this one life that we've been given? And when we begin to see that beliefs that are not true, but that we've counted as true, are operating in our story, there is a point that you come to where you ask the question, do you want to continue to operate like that? And sometimes the answer is yes. For some people, it's just too painful to imagine doing the work of releasing, and they just would rather stay where they are, whatever safety they've created around their life. And you are welcome here. But if you're listening to this or you've done your life map and you're like, what am I doing? I'm continuing to be plagued by the same things over and over again. I want you to know that there is hope for a different way, but there is a lot of rigorous work to do to like release that stuff and just be healed from it and move past it. And sometimes that work can take a long time, and that's okay too. That's part of the journey, is that often in our deepest pain is our place of deepest purpose. Right where there is a force that would want you to stay stuck, there is a greater force that is calling you to love and freedom. So I've got four questions to ask you as you wrap up your life map. The first one is this: what do you need to face? The second, what do you need or who do you need to forgive? The third is, what do you need to release? What was serving you for a time, but it's not serving you anymore? What were you operating with as true that isn't true anymore? What do you need to release? And then finally, and most importantly, what do you need to claim? What do you need to claim as true for you? Do you need to claim your gifting? Do you need to claim your redemption, just like the story of coming and rising up and moving past? Do you need to claim your bigness, like who you've been made to be? Do you need to claim what you are so specially gifted to do with the people that have been put in your life? Do you need to claim a new season? Do you need to claim who you actually are, even though you've been operating as if you were someone completely different? I want to invite you into what you need to claim out of this. And finally, the most important part is to tell your story to someone else. Think about it as a 15-minute experience. How can I just like tell my story for 15 minutes? What would I say if someone was going to ask me about my life map? That is a powerful experience. Guys, we don't have time to waste. Life is short. I know it feels long sometimes, especially in this season, but your life is short and you only have one of them. And today is the day to start anew and to start believing what is actually true about your life in the midst of all of the struggle and all the pain, which will remain and will be a part of our story. It is just too short to keep believing lies that aren't true about you. All right, y'all, that's what I have for you today. I hope it's been helpful. Reach out, let me know. Would love to hear from you. And we will be back next week. Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Let's Be Real podcast. If you have a question for the show, you can send it to me at Nicole@NicoleEunice.com. And hey, if you're enjoying this, we'd love for you to like, subscribe, share it with your friends, pass it on, shout it from the rooftops, whatever you feel like doing, because the reality is, let's get as many people getting real as possible. Talk to you soon.